Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Chav Dalet, and we are holding on the fifth line, in the middle of the line, where it says, V'hai ba'kodesh ba'ishti sarif l'hach Yehudi aso, hai mi boileh l'rib shimin. What is this all about? We have to do a quick chazara of where we're holding in the Gemara. As you know, for the last 2-3 days, we've been focusing on the inyan of all of those isurim, where the Torah says that it's asur b'achila, is it also asur b'hanoah? And we had, of course, Cheskia that said that if it says lo ye ochel, by definition it means both achila and anoah. And then we had Rebavo that said it makes no difference if it says lo yochel, yisoichel, yisoichel, automatically isur hanoah is implied. But nevertheless, the Gemara, going through numerous isurim, concluded that virtually all of them there's only an isur achila and no isur hanoah, because of the fact that it says sometimes the word trumaschem or lachem or kitzirchem or lecha, as we had over the last couple of days. And then we came to a story which was about 12-15 lines from the bottom of Chof Gimel Amid Beis. We'll quickly run through that again. Yosef Humirabonan comes to Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, the Yosef comes Mishmei Rav Shmuel ben Levi. There was this Humirabonan, unidentified Amoira, that was saying in the name of Rav Shmuel ben Levi. How do you know that all those Isura Echila are also Asur Banah? Now, which are those? It's not a long, long list. After all the drushes back and forth, and the Lechems and the Lechos and Trumaschem, etc., even though in concept and in theory, all the Isurim are not only Isra Achil, but Isra Noah. However, in fact, it's only limited to these two, Chometz V'Pesach and Shor HaNiska. How do we know that they are Osir B'Hanor? Says Yimara, what do you mean, how do we know? Typically, each one of them, L'Yochel Chometz V'Pesach, L'Yochel Chometz, and by Shor HaNiska, it also says, Lo Yochel. So each one it says L'Yochel, and then it's unanimous, both according to Cheskia and according to Rebavo, Avad it's Osir B'Hanor. Anyway, says the Gemara, this Tana B'Shem, actually this Amoyer B'Shem, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, said that Rabbi Shua ben,
I'm sorry, please give me a chance.
This Ha'um Rabbanan said the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that when we said that there's an Isra Hanoah as well, the Gemara said, Minayin Tebek Le'Maloi Yochel, Le'Yochel Isra Chil Mashmalei, Isra Hanoah Lo'i Mashmalei. As far as Rabbi Shua ben Levi is concerned, he disagrees with both Reb Avo and Chizkia, even though it says Lo Yiyach, makes no difference. Achila is Achila, Achila, it doesn't say Hana. So how do I know Isra Hana? Says Yimara, typically, in a Neveila. After all, Reb Avo brought Bishem Remeir by Neveila. That by Neveila it says the heter of Lagerish of Sherecha, Tenen of Acholo, Imochel and Ochri, that there's a heter. Sava Lekar B'Yudah Diyam and Dibon Kechsovim. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rameyer, and he says, because Rameyer held that the Pasuk should be read both ways. That what? Tenem v'achol v'achol v'achol. Or, tenem v'achol v'achol, as far as the ger is concerned. To tell you, a full-fledged heter anoah, both for the ger, toishav, and for the goy, for the nachri. But Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the Pasuk is not giving us heterim, the Pasuk is giving us limitations, restrictions. That vis-a-vis the ger toishav, you can only go and give it b'tzina, and to the nachri, you can only do it b'mechir. So I don't know the isra hanoah from that Pasuk. Isak Demari, so we look at Yehuda, typically Mehechad and Afkel Rabbi Yehuda, Melekel Veshlich and Oisai. Oisai at the Mashlech Kelev, Yat the Mashlech Kelev, called the Serenship of Torah. Oh, so I have now another Makar. He learns that that Oisai doesn't come to tell us called Yisrin Shema Torah. It comes to tell us Chulin Shenishkutu Vazara. So now we're back to square one, Minayin. How do we know called Yisrin Shema Torah, which means really these two, Chometz V'Pesach and Shor HaNiska, that besides the Isra Chila, there's also an Isra Hanah. So the Gemara said yesterday, we learned it from Kol Chatos HaShiyuva Midama. What is this Kol Chatos? That if a person has Dam Chatos, of a chatas chitzoina, where the zrika sedam should be made on the mizbeach, which is in the azar. He wanted to be a frim tzadik kudosh, and he wanted to go and take the blood inside into the panimi, and to go and be zoyrik on the, or to be zoyrik, or to be noise in the dam on the mizbeach hapanimi, mizbeach haktoiris. Says the Torah, chulila, don't do that. Kol chatas shishiyu midama el oyemoy lechab of the kodesh lo yisayachel ba'esh tisarev. You ruin the entire carbon by taking the blood inside the panimi, meaning inside the ulam and the hechel. Aha. What does it have to do with us? What does it do with chametz of Pesach, shor nisko? So we'll see in a moment. So tomorrow, shein tamalim ba'ish tisarif. The word ba'ish tisarif is ibrik. Now, why is it ibrik? As we'll see, because it's another pasuk. Umar tamalim ba'ish tisarif. And many in the gufay dechsev v'hinei soiraf. This is the story about Moshe Rabbeinu coming across Aharon HaKohen and the two sons of Lozvi Samar on the first day of the Mishkan. And then he examined all the various kabbalas, and one of the kabbalas, in fact, was burned. And he said, why did you burn? There's no reason why you had to go and burn it. After all, the dam didn't go inside the hechel. Is the chmashma that if the dam would have gone inside the hechel, then you were right. Then it's okay. So therefore, says the Gemara, so I have two mekoyrois that when I have dam going mepnimi, that it goes le sreifa. But I don't need both mekoyrois. Therefore, the ba'ish tisarif is extra. And then I have the case of chametz pesach shara disco. I learned from the extra v'nei soyrof that they are aser b'hanoa. So it's more v'meini inu nechila, t'nei inu l'israna. I don't have to have inu nechila because it says lo yei ochel, but both chametz pesach and shara disco. So I don't need a pasuk to go and tell you isra chila. So the v'nei soyrof told you an inyan isra hanoa. Are you going to tell me, like Barry asked yesterday, ma'kam b'sreif, avkam g'lisim retoyer shim b'sreif, if the whole mekoyr is from the words, but HD sorry, maybe come to tell you that in fact, whenever you have an Isra Hanoah, Chometz of Pesach Shoran in school, you have to go and burn them. When it comes to all the other Sereim Sheba Torah, there is no mandated din of Sereifa based on this Pasuk, Vinei Sereifa. That doesn't mean you shouldn't go and do Bir Chometz. Yes, in fact, Bir Chometz, as you know, it says in the word Tashbisu in the Torah's Machloikis, whether you have to go and do Bir B'Sereifa, it's enough just to go and do Pepeh. Can you do Mefar B'Zer L'Ruach? As we had already earlier on. But from this Pasuk, we cannot learn and derive that it's a din of Sreifa, Kulusin Shema Torah. Why? Because only by Kodesh Ba'ishi Sareif, that any type of Kodesh Ba'ishi Sareif, Kodesh Ba'Sreifa, and Kulusin Shema Torah Ba'Sreifa, only those Isurim that relate to the Kodesh, such as this Chatos Pasul, Chatos Psula, how did it get Pasul? Because you took the blood inside. That you have to do Ba'Sreifa, and Kulusin Shema Torah Ba'Sreifa. Fine. So that's what we were holding until now. You're telling me the Ba'ishti Sarif is Ibrik, and therefore I can learn from it the din of Kol Yisurin Sheba Torah, that not only is there an Isser Achila, but also an Isser Hanoah. Haimi Boyle, I need for a different drasha. The Kid Reb Shimon, the sign of Reb Shimon Oimer, Ba'kodesh Ba'ishti Sarif, Limit Al Chata Shesorif and Oisei Ba'kodesh. What does all that mean? We are all familiar with the concept that there's a base Hadeshan outside Yerushalayim, where they used to go and take out all the kabanos, and at times of the Mishkan, of course, it wasn't outside Yerushalayim, but it was out Chutz Shalosh Machnois. There was a space, special place called the Beis Hadeshen, and for instance, it was used for Lemoshel on Yom Kippur, when you had the two kabanos, the par and the sor, that were burned totally. Those were chatois, apinimiois, that were for Sreifa. So they used to go and take them out to the Beis Hadeshen and burn them out there beyond all the machna. However, what the Gemara is telling us now is that there was a mini Beis Hadeshen also in the Azara, which was used to go and burn certain karbonis which became possible in the Beis Hamikdash, or in the case of the Mishkan, in the Mishkan. So what are we talking about? Says the Imar B'Kodesh Ba'ishi Sarif, Liman Al-Chatas, Yisarif, and Al-Bakodesh. Our Karm Chatas, the Karm Chatas that became possible because you brought the blood, Lifnim, into the Heichel, instead of leaving it in the Azara, it became so possible that you have to go and burn it in the Azara. That's in the Kodesh Ba'ishi Sarif. So until now we learn Pshat, that the Chapra B'Kodesh, that a person who brought in the blood with the intent, the chaper b'kodesh, lo yisiyachol, that passes the carbon. But now the Gemara juxtaposes the words b'kodesh, lo yisiyachol, to tell you that the sreifa takes place in the kodesh. Fine. Vein liyelizul b'fad, suli kodesh kodeshim, vein muri kodeshim kalaminayin, that tells us the gabi the karm chatz. What about other kodesh kodeshim, or for that matter, a murim of kodeshim kalam? But that's only talking about the murim of the kodeshim kalam, not the actual korban kochim kalim. In other words, what happens if you have a shlomim that became posel? How did it become posel? It became posel b'yoytz, it became posel b'tama, it became posel. So sol kadai tachamin, maybe that you should also burn in the azar, only psudi kochim kudushim, a muri kochim kalim. Why taka? So Rashi says, because there the achiloson is betoich choymas wa azara. So if it becomes posel, then you burn it betoich choymas wa azara. Mashenken, since by kochim kalim, other than the emurim, you consume throughout the city of Yerushalayim, achilos b'chol ha'ir, so afsrei fasen, you can do b'chol ha'ir. So bottom line is, when we're talking about in our Gemara, that you'd have a special base edition in the Azara, we're referring to all the karbonis which are kodshi kudushim that became posel, because normally the achila would be in the Azara. Now you burn them in the Azara, and the same thing applies to muri kodshim kalim that you would normally put on the mizbeach, the achilas mizbeach in the Azara. But because they became defiled, disqualified posel, you go and burn them in the Azara.
So achilas mizbeach is kind of transferred to this base edition inside the Azara?
If it's possible.
If it's possible. Well, in the case possible. When it's kosher, it's achilas mizbeach directly.
Sure.
In the case it's possible, it's disposed of by burning it. It's like derivative of achilas mizbeach.
Exactly. And derivative of achilas regular kabbonis, kachi kodeshim, that if they're possible, you go and burn them base adeshin. Same thing as the emura kachim kalim that became possible. You go and burn them on the base adeshin in the azar.
I don't remember seeing, is there a devoted spot in the base of Migdash? You know,
there must have been. I don't know.
There was a place where they put the tapuach. That was on the top of the mizbeach. We had the place
on the side where they were.
That's the trumas adeshin. There's makom a trumas adeshin.
Right.
That was absorbed in speth. But where was this? We don't know.
I don't know.
Why is it only cut in Collins?
Because otherwise it would have gone on the mizbeach.
No, I'm saying if it was possible, why not cut? Possible, they cut you.
Slow down. The Gemara says, look at the Lashon of the Gemara. I only know the Karm Chattas that became possible. Psule, other Kodshe Kodshim, like the Oila, like the Oshem, like the Mincha, any other Kodshe Kodshim, or for that matter, a Murim of Kodshim Kalim, as opposed to the Bosser of Kodshim Kalim, because the Bosser of Kodshim Kalim that became possible, you do not burn it in the Azara, you burn it outside. Rashi says, B'toichayir. The reason for that is because Rashi says Srei Fosim Ka'achilasa, that those things that you have to eat inside the Azara, which means all Kachi Kodeshim, as well as all Emurim which are eaten by the Mizbeach inside the Azara, if they become possel, you burn the Azara. Zerkimon Menayim, how do I know that? Tamaloimar. Now, even though there are parentheses around the word V'chol, those parentheses really are a mistake. We talk our Goyis V'chol. And this V'chol goes back to the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk begins, V'chol chatas ha-shiyuva midam el oil moye l'chaper v'kodesh lo yisei ocha v'esh tisarev. So I take bits and pieces of the Pasuk. V'chol, I didn't have to say V'chol chatas. V'chatas ha-shiyuva midam. V'chol. And then it says, V'chaper v'kodesh. What after? Of course we're talking about v'kodesh. We're talking about el oil moye. What I have to say in Bakoidish is V'chol Bakoidish skip loisi yochel po'esh tisarev. And so therefore V'chol, any type of carbon that you would normally eat in the Azara, Bakoidish po'esh tisarev, it becomes possible, like the dam chatas that possible that carbon, you have to go and burn it Bakoidish.
So the parentheses are parenthetical themselves.
Exactly. Very good, you did that beautifully. Anyway, so bottom line is, what does our Gemara come to tell us? That I need this drosha b'kodesh b'esh tisarev to tell us hilchos sreifas psule kodshi kodshim. That being the case, it's not ibrik. The whole basis of the drosha that we wanted to say, that this is a makor, that shir haniskol and chometz v'pesach, because the words b'esh tisarev are superfluous, learn from this legabe kol isurin shebatorah, these two, meaning the comes to pay Sashara and Iskol, not only is there an Isser Achila, there's also an Isser Hanor. But I can't because I use it for this other drasha. And therefore says the Gemara, oh, I have a new Mekoy. Omli Rabbi Yonis and Omalei, Rabbi Yonis and Rabbach may hai kroka Omala. He said, Rabbi Yonis and your Rabbi had taka another Rai or another Mekoy. Not the Mekoy is from the Dam Chatos, but rather from Halacha of Noisa. And the Gemara is going to go and bring yet a third Mekoy shortly. Each time it's going to be focused on extra words in the pasuk, and since we don't need them, emeina inyan lezat, tenei inyan davar acher, emeina inyan laachila, tenei la no, and not the gabi sreifa. As you'll see, it's come out the same limud as we had.
This student was doing this. He tried to outflug his
Not Chas V'Shalom.
He was quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi.
Ahuvei Rabbanu was in front of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini. He was saying the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And now Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini asks, what the Gemara asked, how can you go and say that that was Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Makor? It must be, it can't be from the Makor of the Dam Chatas, because I need all the words for other drushes. So he said, you're right. The Raya was from a different Makor. So Amalei, Nochmul Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeini said to whom Rabbanon, Rabbi Yonis and Rabbach may haikra ka Amala. Rabbi Yonis and your Rabbi said from the following passage, and presumably this is what Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Makor was as well. What did, because you see, if you go back to the discussion, was that Ahum Rabbanan said in front of Shmuel Nachmeini that my Rabbi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, said that I cannot learn it from the Lo Yeyochel, I can't learn it from Nevela, I can't learn it from Treifa, so where do I learn it from? So therefore he speculated, probably learned from the Dam Chatas. And then he said, no, the Dam Chatas, that doesn't work. So therefore we're going to have a new limud from Noiser. What's the limud from Noiser? It says in the Pasuk, V'mivoser mipsar hamilum amin alechem adab boiker. What does the Pasuk say? Vaiter, the Seraptus, the Noiser be'esh. Since it's Noiser, you got to burn it. Lo ye ochel ki koydeshu. So again, I have the Seraptus be'esh and lo ye ochel. Shein tamalim lo ye ochel. It shouldn't say, you don't need the lo ye ochel. Now, why don't I need it? Because in the goof, if it says that you have to burn the noise of Eish, then obviously you're not allowed to eat it. The mitzvah is to go and burn it, not to eat it. So what do I need the lo yeyochel for? That lo yeyochel, don't go and eat them. Pretty more than any nirachila, but where do I need another israchila? I don't need an israchila. I'm talking and focusing on these two, both on Chometz Pesach and Sharon Iskel. There it says,
make sure you don't eat it.
To make sure. So what to make sure? That in Israel, no, not only don't eat it, but also don't have a no. So Baruch Hashem, I have a new makar. I have a new source. So then say the same thing, since his pasuk says, Ba'eshti Sarev. Or Seraphtus Anoiser, so you have the same type of limit as before. Maybe we should go and say that Kol Yisrael Shabbatoy, not only is there a din of Isra Achil with Isra No, but you have to also go and burn it. Oh my God, the Seraphtus Hanoiser! Noiser Besreifa, Kol Yisrael Shabbatoy, Besreifa. Here I talk and learn from the extra words, Lo Ye Ochel, that you're not allowed to have Hanoa, but I do not learn a din, the accompanying din of Be'esh Tisarev, because of, it says for Seraphtus, Ha noiser ba'esh, only noiser and not these other things.
Do we burn Sharon Iskel?
There's no din of burning Sharon Iskel. There's a mitzvah we get to. I think it's Krisis. The Gemara will go and say that there are some which are nikbarim and some of which are nisrafim. I don't think there's any din of sreifa but Sharon Iskel.
Talking about the miluim, these were the korbanos of the miluim.
This specific pasuk is talking about. Let's see, shomisar miluim number two. It's talking about the Miluim. But Lav Dafka, the din of noise, of course, applies throughout the year. Continue on, yeah.
It was just a one-time affair.
Here we're talking about noise.
But noise of the Miluim. So you want to learn it out for everything.
There were some carbonates of the Miluim that were eaten and some that were destined to be burnt. Right. And the reason why they're supposed to be burnt is because of the Avelis, or because it was a Rosh Shoah, just that particular carbon. But here we're talking about a carbon that was supposed to be eaten among all the Kabbanas of the Miluim, and the Pasuk says, make sure to eat it on time, because if it will be left over beyond this man, then it's noise and you have to go and burn it. Good. But I need a loyocha for a different drasha. Haimi boy, the kribalaza, the yamra blaza, loyocha ki koydishu, kol sheba koydish, posel, bar kosev, liten loysese al achilosai. What is this all about? Rebelazar says that the words loyocha, which we just had by this carbon of noisar, these words are not noisar. Ibrig, to go and tell you the hilchois, Shor Haniskel and Chometz Pesach, that there's a din of Isser Hanor. I need it for a different drasha. What is a different drasha? Kol Shebekodesh Posel. Any time that a carbon comes posel, for whatever reason, for instance, it becomes pigul, it becomes posel biyoytze, it becomes posel because it's tamei, nishpach domei, all the dam spilled on the ground, you couldn't go and do ezrika. For whatever reason, the carbon is posel. You're not allowed to eat it. It's not only that it gets the status of psule carbon, that it's pinkle, it's yoyz, but if you eat it, you're oyver alav. Not every tongue does have that love. So how do I know that psulei kabbonis, they're a love of lo yiyochi and avid? From here, this is a generic pasuk to tell you, oh, psulei kachim, if and when you don't have a specific pasuk, oh, because litim leisesel chilasi, you're not allowed to go and eat from it. Good, so if that's the case, so now I schlugged up this makar too. I can no longer learn from the extra words lo yiyochel, because they're not extra. So I couldn't learn from the original drasha of the chatas that became posel. Bakoydish beishti sarev, I have extra words beishti sarev, because I needed that to go and tell you that you make a special beis hadesh and in the azar. I can't go and learn now from noiser, from the extra words lo yiyochel, because I need those lo yiyochel to go and tell you kosher bakoydish posel, there's an iser lav ala chilasai. So I'm back to square one. How does Rabbi Shua ben Levi know the din of an iser anah, both by chametz bepesach and by shara? Niskel amar avaya. I'm going to go and resuscitate the first pasuk, the epach, but I'm going to switch it around. In other words, we said before that it says the extra words ve'eshti sarif by the fact that it says v'hinei soirov. So therefore, ve'eshti sarif is ibrik. I'm going to learn ve'eshti sarif from any in lachila to any la ano, etc. No. The lichta ve'eshti sarif. Leave ve'eshti sarif. What I don't need is v'leiboy loy seyachel. Because that same pasuk says lo yisiyachel. What's the drush of the pasuk again? V'chol chatas hashiyuva midom el oil moed l'kabim kodesh lo yisiyachel ba'esh tisareif. Says the Gemara, I don't need the lo yisiyachel.
The pasuk makes sense if you omit it, because you're going to. It makes perfect sense
because you're going to burn it.
You're going to burn it, right?
Exactly. Right. So the Gemara will say, lo yisiyachel. What do I need lo yisiyachel? Leave the ba'esh tisareif and leave out lo yisiyachel. Ma atam lo yisiyachel. Many nukufay the nafkalei midrash blazer. I don't need to go and tell you lo yisiyachel not to eat from the karm chatas. Ashiv medom eloy moyed. Not only because it says ba'esh tisareif, but in fact because I just had a blazer a moment ago that said kol sheba kodesh posel. Okay, so the case of the chata's blood that went the panimi into the oil mayid, that's a case of psulei karvin. So I already have a posik of lo yiyochel ki koydishu from the posik by noiser, and therefore, what do I need lo yiyochel for? Tanei inyan lechol yisun shabatoyra. The main yin lachila. Tanei inyan lechol yisun shabatoyra. Vreiti mori makam v'sreif avkol yisun shabatoyra b'sreifa. Amakra. So bottom line is, Reb Abaye has resuscitated the first Mekoyer from the Dam Chatos, but not from the same words that we tried to learn the Mekoyer from Bo'esh Tisareith, but rather from the Loi Se'ochel. Why don't I need that Loi Se'ochel? I don't need the Isser, don't eat it. I have Reb Lazar. Also, I know from the fact that they got to go and burn it. So, bottom line is, I don't need the lo yisiyachel. If I don't need it for those, tenei inyan le chometz pesach and shorah niskel, I don't need it for achila, tenei la noah. I may become to tell you that it's sreifa. Sreifa, I already know from noisa, only noisa with sreifa, ain't kosher with Torah, be sreifa.
You mentioned
the
down,
the
panimi, or there was a, what was the
psalm?
It was a chatas achitza
for achitza. Mistakenly took the blood inside.
Person brings a karm chafas.
Right.
Where does he do the zrika sada?
On the mizbeach
achitzai. This person wanted to be super frum, he wanted to be very erlich, he wanted to be a great tzaddik, and he figured, wouldn't I want to get closer to Hashem, closer to Kedusha, closer to Kodesh Kedusha? And we know that the chatoyis hapanimios, which are brought on Yom Kippur, you go and put the blood inside, taka in the heichel. Right. As well as a parhelm dom shal tzibur, parkoin a mashiach, those are the chatois apinimios, where the zrikas hazois adam are supposed to be made nech.
Right.
This person, either because he's a great amuret, or because he's a great tzaddik, or a combination of the two, he decided he wants to go and bring that dam inside. Oh! But it was such a dumb thing to do. Because it's wrong. You got to bring the azara, and not bring in the...
Did he apply it, or he just brought it in?
You don't have to apply. Kolchata sheyuva midoma lechapra b'koydish. His intention was lechapra b'koydish. He brought a sheyuva, he brought it in.
So there's a psul yotzei, there's a psul.
Exactly. In fact, in Dvachim, when we learned about that sugya, in fact, it talks about yotzei both to chitzon and yotzei in the other direction.
Out of the zone. It goes out of the zone.
Out of the zone.
All right.
Oh, no problem. Everything is fine.
What does the word mekor mean?
Mikra?
Mekor.
Source. Mekor is the source. We're trying to find the mekor, the source for the din of the Israel. Yeah, you're doing fine. You're doing beautifully. Amuleira populi abai. Okay, so now, so l'choyre now, Baruch Hashem, we have found our mekor, our source, our origin. What we get, went back to that dam chat shiva midama lechap b'kodesh. Good. Omaleira papli abaya. Maybe not. Namely, hudi le lav legufe hudi also. Maybe that lo ye ochel, which we just had now by the dam chatos, which we said loy not lo yochel loy say ochel. Maybe that's not coming to go and say that it's ibrik, and therefore we're going to learn it to go and main in the continent.
What does ibrik mean?
Ibrik means superfluous. Right,
like in Yiddish,
or in the often Yiddish. People say it's extra. Yeah, it's Yiddish. Yeah, Ibrik is Yiddish. Yeah, no problem. Anyway, years ago, this shiur was given in Yiddish, comes from A to Z, and it was Brother Shai that converted it from Yiddish to English. So every day,
apparently, the whole lot was in
there. Okay,
it was in Yiddish if I would have been.
Oh, you see that? Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says, I need the lo ye ochel in the pasuk of lo yisei ochel in the pasuk kolchata sheyuvim midama. Why do I need that lo yisei ochel to go and tell you a specific lav here by the korban chatas if you bring the dam inside the hechel? What do I need it for? I have the generic lav of Reb Lozer that it says by noisa lo ye ochel ki koydishu kol sheba koydish pasul ba kasul itan leisesul chelosai. What do I need a specific if I have the general generic lav? Everything. Well, I'll tell you why. Demon Reb Lozer ain loikin a lav sheba kololois. Any lav that is kolel within it, that includes within it numerous mini lavin, then you don't give malchus. And here, this lo yeochel that you have in the case of Reb Lozer by Noiser, that we said kol sheba kodesh pasul ba kasa litan lises al chilasai, this covers many different types of psulim. Like Rashi says, it covers pigul, it covers yotze, it covers nishpach hadam, and others. And therefore, each time, if Chas Hashem, a person were to go and eat pickle, he's oivel lo yochel ki kodeshu. A person who goes and eats yotze, he's oivel lo yochel ki kodeshu.
Why are we saying it's a kolav klos? It says hanoser. It's not a general thing. It's specific. Hanoser. Ba'esh lo se'och. Right. For that says hanoser ba'esh. It has a direct, particular identity, this slav.
You're now asking Kasha, not on this Gemara, under Blosser.
I guess so, because it suddenly occurs to me, why are we saying this is, could we now identify as a lav shebeklolos?
Right.
But it's not. It may have been generalized, but it's articulated as a particular lav relating to Noser.
Good. So the Gemara says, but I don't need that lo yochel by Noser. I know that all Noser has to be burned and therefore cannot be consumed. So therefore the lo yochel is ibrik. It is superfluous. It's extra. I don't need it by the din of carbon noiser, a carbon that becomes noiser.
We could just drop those words in the pasuk.
We could push the delete button, take out the yach.
Okay. So now it's redundant.
It's redundant. It's extra. It's extra. Whatever expression you like.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. So now the question is, what do I learn from that?
So we expand it out to a general.
Slightly. So originally we thought we're going to learn from that yach the din of iser hanoah by the two isurei achila of chametz bePesach and shor haniskol. That's what I wanted to learn before, and the Gemara said, "No, I need lo yochel for another drash," and that's a drash of Rebbe Lozer. That since it says in the pasuk lo yochel ki kodeshu, I scrunch those words together, lo yochel kodesh. Anything which is a psul kodesh is a lav. You're not allowed to eat it. So not only noiser, but also pigul, and not only pigul, also yotze, and also nishpach tame. All those wonderful things that unfortunately cause kodshim to become osir and posul. If you were to eat it subsequently, you're over an iser in the Torah. What's the iser? Lo yeyochel. But that says by noiser. You're right. But any in the noiser, I don't need it for noiser. Right. It comes other things. So now, based on that, the Gemara said, that's what we have Reb Lozer for. Fine. So now, let's get back to our limud here. Our limud now is back from the limud of loy seochel, which is by the dam chatas that was bought by Pnimi. And we said again, that loy seochel we do not need, because if it's only coming to tell you the iser lav of eating from a korban chatas, which became possible, I can learn that from the generic Rebbe Lozer, loy seochel, which appears by noiser, which you don't need by noiser, and any in the noiser, and any in the chol, hakodshim kulam, that if you have a psul kodesh, you're not allowed to eat it. So what do I need leyachol over here for? It must be leyachol's coming to tell you the din of isra hanah by sharan niskol and by chametz v'pesach. Right? That's what we're holding. Frank Dimara, 9. The reason why the Torah repeats the loy se achel by the case of chatos is because there is a specific reason. I don't want to be just under the general umbrella of a generic lav that I learned from loy achel by noiser. I want a specific lav here by the karm chatos. Why do I want that? Because chas v'shalom, if a person is over and he goes and eats from the karm chatos that became pasul, we're going to give him pech. We're going to give him malchus, exactly like brother Shai just said.
Patch.
But patch is multiple. One is patch. Oh. Is that woman and women? So you have patch and patch. That's the way it works. Anyway, the emily chuli lay lav the goof yudiyasa. Say the mar. The emin or blood may be the reason why I have a lav over here of loy say ochel is legufei. I need it. It's not iberic. It's not superfluous. It's not extra. It's not mutar. The emin or blood because we're learning just from the generic one. And the lav should be closed since that lav of loy ochel includes under its umbrella so many, then there's no din of malchus. And maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, wanted to give malchus to someone who's over by bringing in the dam chatos. So again, I'm stuck. So once again, I don't have an extra loy say ochel. What's our mekor? What's our source for the din of isra hanoah? Elam repapa miyocha. I got a brand new pasuk. Baruch Hashem. What's this pasuk? What happens if basar kodshim becomes tamei? Oh, lo yiyachel, don't eat it. Be'esh yisarev has to be burnt. Again, you don't need the lo yiyachel because it already says be'esh yisarev, so you have to go and burn it. So of course, you cannot go and eat from it. Oh, besides be'esh yisarev, I have another reason why lo yiyachel, because it's not a kavachoymer. What's a kavachoymer? Mi maser akal. What's master kal? Master kal omra Torah. Lo yibiar to menu b'tomei. If you have master sheni, you're not allowed to be mevayer mimenu b'tomei. Mevayer mimenu b'tomei means not to go and use it either through achila or through hanoah. That's the Lashon Biur, is an inclusive term that you're not allowed to have either eat from master sheni that became tomei, and you're not allowed to go and have a no from master sheni that became tomei. Like we are the men of a tomei. Aha. So madach master, which is considered to be kal, is considered to be more lenient in the sense of its kedusha. Basa kodesh chom, basa kodesh and mismigdish, bring karbanos. Like also in the chalav and avada, like the art of men of a tomei, you're not allowed to go and use it, not allowed to know, not allowed to eat from it, etc. So that being the case, what do I have to have a special Pasuk of Abasa Shiga B'chol Tamei Lo Yo Yochel, don't eat from the Tamei Dika Madach, I can't eat Tamei Dika Master Sheni, and I can't have Anah from the Master Sheni. So the same thing should apply to the Kachin. Okay, tell me, maybe you're going to go and tell me, no, I do need a Pasuk after all, because Ein Masinim Menatim, because you cannot give base a lav on a kal v'choimer, a masir min adin, and that would be the lav, with the atman of tamei. Oh, from that I see there's a lav, mita a kal v'choimer. Zukti Yomara, if that's what you're going to answer, hekei shehu, I don't even need to come onto this kal v'choimer. You can put the kal v'choimer on the side. I have a hekish. What's a hekish? Dechsiv. Leisucha lecho b'sherecha, masir zikon chikrosh v'yitzarecha, v'choyer v'korach v'tzenecha, v'chol nedrecha, v'chol nedrecha, v'chol nedrecha, v'chol nedrecha. This pasuk comes to tell you, leisucha lecho b'sherecha. Now the pashup pshat in the pasuk is that there's certain things that can only be eaten lefnim men hachoyma in Yerushalayim. So masir zikon chikrosh v'yitzarecha is referring to masir shayni. Everybody knows you have to bring a masir shayni up to Yerushalayim. And if you can't schlep it up, then you have to be poyed and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. And a karm b'char is b'char v'tzeinecha, chom derecha shetidar, v'nidvoisecha, meaning shlomim, and those types of kabbonis, karm toida, all those things have to be eaten in your shlime. You can't eat it outside b'sherecha, in your own shor. In other words, if you live in Tel Aviv, B'nei Brak, Be'er Sheva, somewhere else, no, you can't eat it there, you have to eat it in your shlime. That's pashup shat. However, there's another pasuk that uses a b'sherecha. Our Gemara doesn't quote it, but Rashi quotes it. If you see the second wide line of Rashi, down below in the middle of the line, it says, Al-Halon u'ayim v'psulim v'kdoshim sh'niftu. What happens if you have a carbon that became disqualified? It became a balmum. So you have to be poided. So what do you do now with that carbon that you were poided? Here it says,
Chulin plus.
Okay. Bisharecha toichlenu hatomei v'hatoyer yachdav katzvi v'cho ayol. Because of the fact that you appoint it, it loses 99% of its kachim status, and therefore hatomei v'hatoyer yachdav. Says Rashi, tomei v'toyer oichlen bekarachas. You can have a tomei v'toyer, a person eating together from one plate, so to speak. Aha. Okay, so that's bisharecha, because you were appointed psalam mikdash. Now, and there you can have tomei v'toyer yachdav. So now the Torah says, "Leisucha lechol b'sherecha." Don't think that when you have, when you're eating in Yerushalayim, your Maser Sheni or your Shlomims or your other Kabanais, that you can eat it b'sherecha teichlenu hatomei v'toyer yachdav. No, leisucha lechol b'sherecha. Don't eat it in the same form hatomei v'toyer yachdav. You got to be careful that it should be eaten b'ta hara. Oh. So I see that from there I have my din, this hekish, to go and tell you. So I taka learn it from Maser Hakal, but not with a kal v'choy, because ein masirim in a din. But since by Maser it already said, like the item men of Tomei, now that I eat or have a no from it, betumah if the mice became Tomei, same thing is the Basri Kodshim. In the same posik it's brought, the Nidarech and the Dvaisech, B'choyres, etc. Kodshim, the same halach applies, that you cannot go and eat, have a no when it is Tomei. Aha.
So we're saying that we're saying about a korban that develops a mum and you're podet and now you shecht it, and now we're saying that you are allowed to eat it, but tumah it's chulin.
Exactly right.
It's chulin. So what are we proving from that pasuk that Rashi quotes? I lost the train here.
You have the word bisharecha that appears twice. You have the Bisharecha that says over there by Kodshim and Shenivdu that you're allowed to eat a B'tamei B'tahar.
Right.
Okay, so when you see the word Bisharecha, it should immediately...
Tamei
B'tahar. Tumah is not a problem. The Tamei person can eat it.
Right, the word Bisharecha includes within it, your light should go off in your mind. Oh, Bisharecha, it means Tamei B'tahar.
The Torah and the Tameim.
Exactly. Now let's get back to this pasuk. What happens if you have Meiser, or you have other Karbanos which are Baruch Hashem Tamimim, and you're bringing for Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash?
Don't feed them the
Tamei. Don't eat it. Now what means Bisharecha?
You are allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. You are allowed to eat
these things. You have to eat in Yerushalayim.
Right,
you have
some
choice.
Right.
Bisharecha, you can't eat it in your Sha'arim.
You don't have to eat it in I see.
The parship shot is you cannot eat it outside Yerushalayim. Like, you cannot go and take your carbon, put it together in a nice refrigerator, in insulation, and take it to B'nai Brak and eat it there in B'nai Brak. You can't do that. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's the parship shot. But at the drashup shot is, don't eat it in the same form of Tomei V'Torei Yachtov Katzvi V'Chayol. You have to eat it B'Tahara.
Why is B'Sharecha? That's your gate, right? So
in your gate.
What is it automatically imply Tumah Tahara?
Because we have another Pasuk quoted in the Rashi, B'Sharecha Tochlenu HaTomei V'HaTor Yachtov. That if you have a korban that became disqualified because it developed a blemish, you have to go and redeem it and take the money and use it for buying a new carbon. The old carbon that you have now redeemed, which you can no longer bring for a sacrifice because of that blemish, you go and eat it almost like chulin. And what are one of those rules? Bisharecha teichlenu, you can eat it in your sha'arim, in your gates, as you said.
You can't eat the carbon in your gates.
We're not a carbon, we're talking about carbon that got disqualified because it got blemished.
So you can.
You can't.
It's no longer a korban. It's no longer a korban. Right, it's disqualified.
It was a korban.
So that wait. It's the money or the korban itself that could be used.
The money itself is going to be used to go and buy a new korban.
A qualified one.
In your gates. Is that what that means?
No, the old disqualified korban. What are you going to do with it now? You're going to shecht it. And you can eat it as if it was regular meat.
Good. You can take it home and have it.
Yeah, And you can even invite people that are unfortunately tamay, come and join us. Why it's kachin? It was kachin. It's no longer kachin.
So the tumah tahara part of it
is no longer binding.
It doesn't apply.
Correct. It does not apply.
How does that apply to this conversation?
We have Sharecha.
You're asking an excellent question.
That was my question.
Right. So Bisharecha, you can eat the previously Kodesh.
You can't.
But here, lo sucha lecho bisharecha. Don't eat this one, maaser. Don't eat in Yerushalayim, maaser.
Or karbanis, kosher karbanis,
right?
That you cannot eat the tumah. a disqualified carbon that you were poda, that you redeemed, now it becomes like chulin. Everybody can eat from it, even the tummy person.
What is this thing about Yushalana? About
now we're coming back to a real carbon that did not get disqualified.
Yeah, okay,
and the third says, Loi, no!
Between
exactly.
Because in the Rashi, the Pasuk is a yes, Bisharacha, and here Ari said, no.
And no,
don't eat it, Bituma.
Exactly.
Yes, Bituma, even Bituma, no Bituma.
Okay. So, hopefully it's more or less crystal clear. So anyway,
it's getting clearer.
It's getting clearer. The Gemara is a challenge, no question about it. But we're Mech Hashem going to be Meskaber, we're going to vanquish, we're going to conquer. Okay, we're learning together. Anyway, so the Gemara says, now that I have this generic pasuk, so now I know that you're not allowed to eat a carbon which became tamei. So what do I have to have this loyochel now in this pasuk? What's this pasuk? This pasuk is, it's number 3, 6th or 7th line of the wide lines. Va'basar asher yiga b'chol tamei, the carbon became tamei, lo ye'ochel b'eishi sar, if you're not allowed to go and eat it. I know that you're not allowed to go and eat a carbon bituma. How do I know? From lisucha lechel b'sharecha. Where does it say anything about tuma over there? That's the other b'sharecha, that even b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat it bituma. So therefore, lo ye'ochel lomali, what do I need it for? So that's all I know. B'shar Niskel and the Chometz of Pesach. That is an Isser Han. Ah, you become the Sreifa. I've come to the Sreifa. Toyer is Sreifa. Again, the Pasuk talks about Sreifa. Basar Sheiga b'chol tomei lo yeochel ba'esh yisareif. Maybe there should be now a din of Sreifa by the Chometz of Pesach and the Shor Niskel. Amakra Hanoyser. That's the Hanoyser that we had earlier up on the Gemara. Basarafta es Hanoyser ba'esh. Hanoyser b'sreifa and kosher b'toyer sheh b'sreifa. So far, Baruch Hashem, now we have a new mekoyer for the Isser Hano'ah that attaches to the Chometz of Pesach, the Shor HaNiskel, from the extra words, lo ye'ochel, that appear by a carbon which became Tomei. Omli Ravina Ravashi, who says that this is Iberik? Maybe the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said lo ye'ochel is to tell you that you should be over two lavin. What do you mean two lavin? I have taka, the lav of leisucha lecha b'sherecha, agreed, but I also have the pasuk of v'basa shiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel. So who says the ye'ochel is ibrik, superfluous, extra, or miyutar? Maybe the reason why the Torah says a special ye'ochel, to throw a book at exactly b'shnei lavin. And maybe therefore I can give him perhaps two times malchus. Question is, leisucha lecha b'sherecha, is that also lasher b'klolus? Anyway, but bottom line is, maybe that's the kavana. So you're going to tell me, come on, I never heard of something like that. Multiple lavin. Love me, Omer Abaye. Don't you remember the famous member of Abaye? That depending on what the nature of the sheretz is, some shirotim ochel putisa. A putisa is a land-based sheretz. What we call the sheretz aretz. There, Rashi brings all the psukim. Loika arba. There are 4 times malchus. If chas v'shalom, you're over on eating a putisa. How do you get 4 times malchus? So it's a Rashi all the way on the bottom of the Omid, where the Rashi says, if you look at first the Rashi, loike arba. Okay? Good. We're up to Daf Chof Dalit Omid Aleph. We're on the final line of Chof Dalit Omid Aleph. We're about to embark in a moment on Chof Dalit Omid Beis. Good. What's a putisa? I said it's land-based. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's a sheretz of mine, thank you. It is an aquatic sheretz. A sheretz, a reptile that goes in the water and floats and swims. Exactly. Now, how do I know there are 4? So if you look at the Rashi, 4 lines to the bottom of the Omud, Chad la b'sheretz amayim b'toris kahanim, in Vayikra it says, Chad mishnah Torah, 1 in Dvarim, so Rashi doesn't even bring the psukim. So you have 2. 1 in Teres Kahanim, meaning in Vayikra, and 1 you have in Mishnah Torah in Dvarim. Those are 2 Sheretz Hamayim psukim. And then you have 2 Lav and Ksum of Teres Kahanim in Vayikra, Mishkotz and Gstam. What does it say? Leisushaktu et nafshi seichem b'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz v'leisitamu behem. That's 1. V'ochel leksiv al-haretz. V'ochel, it doesn't say al-haretz. So this pasuk, the shaktu nafshi seichem, is a double pasuk. So therefore I have 2 lavin over there, and I have 2 lavin b'sheretz mayim. The 2 b'sheretz mayim, it says specifically by mayim. these two don't specify mayim. It's in general. Whether it's b'mayim, whether it's b'aretz, whether it's tamuhen. So therefore it applies across the board. So I have 2 plus 2 is 4. That's by putisa. Continuing Gemara, if you ate a nemola, a nemola is an ant, like a chamish. Where do we get the chamish from? So Rashi says, you take those two that I just brought now, which are generic to all shratim, and then I have another 3. What are the other 3? Says Rashi in the bottom, like a chamish, how do you trade the stam shratim, which we just had, that's one, and the third one is, so each one of these psukim use the term al haaretz, so therefore, I'm sorry?
They're terrestrial.
Terrestrial. Oops, what chush of a word. So you have 3 terrestrial ones and 2 generic ones, 5 altogether. There is a word terrestrial. Can you believe it?
There's a movie, The Exorcist.
Exactly. That he knows. Then we continue on to Tzira. Tzira is usually defined as a wasp or a hornet. Yeah. Saloi kishesh. Then you get 6. How do you get 6? So Rashi says, number one, it's a sheret ha'oifi, it flies around. The hornets and the wasps, at times they fly and at times they're on the ground. That's why whenever they're on the ground, you try to go and kill them if you're able to. But very often they elude you, so you got to be careful. Anyway, so therefore you have 6 altogether. You have the 5 of the sheret ha'oifi that we had by the nemala, and then we add the sheret ha'oifi, which was one more. Because he brings a possible so we have 6 altogether. And so therefore Zokti Gemara, just like by the Tzira you have 6 and by the Mali you have 5 and the Putis you have 4. Maybe if a person eats Kodesh and it became Tomei, he got 2. And the Lo Yachel. So how do you know the Lo Yachel is Ibrik to go and tell us our drasha? This inyan of making additional lavin, this is the court of last resort. If I have no other choice, I say, okay, Baruch Hu wanted your person to get 2 times patch and not 1 time patch. But normally you don't like to do that, and therefore, if you can use it for something else, and we talk, use it for something else to go and tell you, exactly. So with this, we have concluded this leg of today's plot. We started off with Rabbanan saying the name of Shimon Levi. He didn't like all the drushes that we had over the last couple of days. He doesn't like Chizki's Russia, he doesn't like Rebbe Vo's Russia, not Reb Meir, doesn't like Reb Yehuda, and therefore we have a brand new limud, and we learn it either from the Noiser, that was the middle case, but even there we had a kasha in the Glash of the Klolis, and see therefore the final conclusion was from the Abbasah Shiga Bechol Tamei Lo Yeyochel, we have flesh of Karbonis, which became Tamei Lo Yeyochel, that Lo Yeyochel is Ibrik, it's not going to tell us Lavi Yeseri, because we don't like that type of limud, and therefore it's coming to tell the din of Israel Noah by Sharon Iskel and by Chometz Pesach. Fine. Now since we introduced that Pasik, the Gemara says, it's not only Lo Yeyochel which is Ibrik, I have other Ibrik Averta, other words which are Ibrik. Superfluous. Right. Ibrik. And what are those? Yeah, you're doing fine. So
my
now,
father always said superfluous. We never said the word
Ibrik. Okay, so what can I do? I am sorry. So now we got to line number 3. V'abasa ashiyiga b'choltomi Lo Yeyochel. Freit Imara, v'habasa derei shalomli. What do I need that first v'habasa? L'choydis, as Rashi could have said, the sheyiga, the asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yochel. What do you have to have the habaser for? Lamali, the rabbis ate some uluvainet. Go and tell you that there are certain things which are not even edible, such as eitzim, such as wood, and levoinet incense. We had a similar drasha
for gecholim also.
Exactly. Gecholim, we also had ketitis. That all those 4 are not
edible items.
Are not edible items. And the Gemara says, chib is a kodesh mach shirasan. And here we have actual possible habaser to be marba eitzim uluvainet. Fine. So therefore, eitzim levoina that become tamei ulta lo yochel. Not that a person would normally eat it, but if he just wanted to eat it, you should know you're going to be oivet iser fin v'abasar. And v'abasar kol to yechel basar the same lomali. The same pasuk says v'abasar twice. If you have the pasuk here on the right hand margin, v'abasar sheyiga kol tamei lo yochel ba'eishi sarv v'habasar kol to yechel basar. Well, you have to have that v'abasar. Zog Dimar, that extra babasa comes to tell you the Sefer Lamali L'Rabbi is a murin. That if you have a murin which became Tomei. If you look at Rashi, almost halfway down the Yom, the Rabbis and Murim, she nitmu v'achlan tohar she avalei mishem beiz lavin. What's the base lavin? Number one, lav de zorus shafakoyin zor etzlam. You're not going to eat emurim. Emurim is Kadosh Baruch Hu's portion of the carbon.
Achilas mizbeach.
Achilas mizbeach. So even if a koyin eats it, he's a zor. So alachas kam v'kama for Yisrael eat. The lav de tumas basar. Who says it in of if it became tamei that emurim, then you have a
tumas
second.
Tumas basar seems wrong. If it's emurim, it's not basar. It's tuma. It's not tumas basar.
So the reason why the Gemara, why Rashi is chapping on the word basar, is because
the word is basar in the pasuk.
Exactly.
It's not basar, but it's not basar.
Guess what? And Gecholim and Eitzim and Levon. Now, the words Asher Hashem are Ibrik. You could say, Menevish Yotech Abbasim is Ebach Hashlovim. What do you have, Asher Hashem? Oh, that portion of the Shlom, which is Asher Hashem, L'Rabbis Es Hoi Murin. Oh, they come to include the Murim, that Hanefshe Shatoichon, you're not allowed to go in. And it says, Vayte V'nichrasa, right? What's the end of the Pasuk? V'tumasi. Oh, V'nichrasa Nefeshe Hu Miyameh. So you see that you have an Isser to go and eat it. So Ibazoi, what do I need? V'habasar from the Pasuk of V'basar Shiyu M'chol Tamil Lo Yiyachim Eishi Sar V'basar Kol Tamil Lo Yiyachim to go and be Marbe a murim that became tamei chaduch there pasuk asher l'Hashem the tumasi olav the pasuk continues asher l'Hashem the tumasi olav. So you see there's a din of tumah. Everything was with tumas akuv because achad tumas abasa belav. You are conflating or confusing two different tumais. The tumas akuv meaning on the individual who is tamei and tumas abasa on the Bahema on the carbon that which became tamei. Meaning that this one nefesh shetoichel basim zevach yashal Hashem b'tumasi olav. Olav means on the person. The person who is eating the carbon, the tumasi olav, he is tamei. Chashom, he gets kares for eating a carbon b'tumah. However,
and if he's tamei and the carbon is tamei, then he gets
both kares.
Kares and lavin. I mean, he gets both.
the kares is safe.
Is there double jeopardy here?
He's certainly not going to get a second oinish. You're only going to get one kares. You're not going to get.
You can't get krisis twice.
Exactly.
Right. But does he get? Does he get malchus? Is he?
Anytime you get malchus, then you're exempt from kares. In Mishnah, at the end of Sechus Malchus. But anyway, we'll get to that Mishnah shortly when we get to malchus and when we get to the zikin. But getting back to our pasuk now, let's try to focus our attention. What the pasuk is telling us that if chas v'shalom the person is tummy and he eats a carbon, then it's kares. If, however, he happens to be tohar and he eats a carbon which is tamei, then he has an iser lav. Where do I know this iser lav from? I know this from the psukim that we have quoted, and it's not only an iser lav legabi eating the carbon, even if he eats the emurim. That's what I learned from Hashem. But never should take a basa Hashem. Hashem that legabi emurim. In that case, the emurim were nitmu. Like Rashi said, she nitmu if the emurim became tummy, not that the person became tummy. So that's what I learned from that pasuk. So basically, what the Gemara has concluded is that from this pasuk, basa sheigav b'chol tummy, I've learned so many different things from the erish of our basa. I learn up. From the Asher Yiyachel comes to tell you legabei chomus Pesach and legabei Sharaniskol, that not only there's a din of achila, there's also an iser of isra na. And for the extra vabas at the end, they learn the din of emurim shenitmu, that if a person were to go and eat from it, then chas v'shalom is also over on the iser of this pasuk. Even though emurim and abasar, as Barry pointed out, the extra abasar comes to include emurim. With this, we have concluded the entire limud that we started off with today, and we're starting on, if you will, a brand new subject. And that is, if you want to be over, and isn't the Torah, you don't want to be over. But when do you get the malchus for being over on eating something that you're not allowed to eat if you eat it the normal derech achila? So what does that mean? Do you have to be sitting at a table with a fork and knife and a spoon and with napkins? No. The chelev chai doesn't mean that the chelev is alive. It means that the chelev is raw. Do normal people eat raw chelev? No. You go and cook the chelev. You roast it, you broil it, you boil it, whatever. But you don't go and eat it.
You fry it.
You fry it, exactly. All those wonderful things which add lots of cholesterol and lots of calories and lots of saturas, and the person then gets
arteriosclerosis.
Arteriosclerosis. Yeah, the alligitazach. Anyway, bottom line is, says the Gemara, what happens if you eat chaylev chai? Your potter, not that you don't have a lot.
It's also,
but you don't get malchus because you didn't eat a derech echelasim. So that's the first version. Ikadiyam is another version which is similar. When you want to be over an issa, it's got to be derech hanoah. Again, learning from the same limud. How do you know the mutei? Mayim rasim barashi lamutei sheminiach chiluv shoshar and niskal gabi makase shuhu potur. What happens if a person has a makkah and he doesn't have with him any iodine or mercurochrome? So what does he do? He goes and takes the chiluv ashor haniskal. Do you normally use chiluv for a makkah?
Chicken.
Do you ever see a person put chicken fat? I'm sorry?
Petroleum jelly.
Petroleum jelly, yes. But not chaylev shoshar niskal. Rashi says that chaylev is usually used either for burning, chaylev you use it to make fires, or to limshoyach oirai, so to go and shmir like we had yesterday.
But to go and use akami,
that's not a derech hanos, so therefore,
it's not going to help the animal you took the skin from, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, so the bottom line is, what's the din that your potter? There is no din of malchus. So you see, this goes to Shabbat Torah, number one, kederech achila, if you eat chelev chai, or ulta derech hanot, if you use the same chelev instead of eating, but you smear it on makasa, you are potter. The kolshken, oichel chelev chai, you are potter. That's certainly the case. Good. Itmanami, omrev acha, bari avi, omrev asi, omrev yoichanon. It's the same Rabbi Yochanan before it was Rabbi Boam Rabbi Yochanan, and now it's Rabbi Chaim Avi and Rabbi Asin Rabbi Yochanan. He near Chiddush Shulah Tisko Al Gad Makosi Potem Shishikol Yisrael. Ella Derech Hana Asim. So word for word the same as the Ikar the Amri. It's got to be Derech Hana. Good. I'll bring you another raya. What's the other raya? Ein soif kenes aboyim ishem orla el al yoytim nazeisim min anovim. We know this. Thank you. We know there's a din of orla. What's the din of orla? That all fruits for the first 3 years you're not allowed to go and eat them. Okay. So what happens if I didn't eat it, but I squeeze and I made juice out of it? Oh, ein soif kenes aboyim. You don't get malchus for squeezing out the juice of peiros which were arla, because that's not considered to be the normal derech achila. Only if someone squeezed out zeisim and produced olive oil, or he squeezed out an oven and he produced grape juice or wine, bilvad, because that's the normal derech hanoa and derech achila of zeisim anov.
We're not talking about the squeezing, we're talking about then using the product illegally. Right,
squeezing alone, you don't get nothing.
It's the consumption
of squeezed out
olive oil or grape juice or wine.
Exactly. So if you have olive oil or wine, which is orla source, because it was the first 3 years, and then, not that you squeezed it, but that you now ate it, or you licked it, or you drank it, etc., etc. Now, smeared it, exactly, all those wonderful things. Guess what happens? Then you get, chas v'shalom, malchus. What does it come to exclude? For instance, ilumi tutim. Tutim are berries. Tainim are figs. Rimoinim are pomegranates. Loi. Now, although today one can buy pomegranate juice and berry juice and all that type of wonderful stuff, but this was not the custom at that time, and therefore the Gemara assumes that that would not be kederech achilosan and kederech hanoasan, and therefore you won't get malchus. My time, what's the reason why? La mishum de lekaochlu derech hanoasan. If a person has a tut, ta'ina, and remind the ikr way that you would go and eat it, would be to eat it. Not to kvetch it. Not that I mean that if you kvetch it, you get an iser or you get an arboim or anything like that. But the point is that if you kvetch out these three and produce juices and you drink from those juices, although you're over on the iser arla, you do not get malchus because it's not kederech hanasan. I think Robert wants to ask a question.
Tutim is a domo. Why is the arlo applies to eight?
For these purposes, we're talking about berries that are hoeitz. Cherries you make hoeitz. The only berries, to my knowledge, you can make adama on are strawberries. But other types of berries you do make our eitz on. Anyway, if you want to know more about that, there are brachas books that give you all the brachas, and you can always speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. But to my knowledge, all berries are ho'etz, with the exception of strawberries, which are considered adam. Baruchim tir. Anyway, so bottom line is that the Gemara, if you were to squeeze out all those other fruits and stuff, and you make delicious, delicious juice, you don't get malchus for orla because it's not derech hanos. Fine. So that's the Amrav Zeraf and Anam Itinina. I'll bring you a raya. Amalei Abaye. Abaye said, no, you do not have a raya. Bishlam Yashmin and Pri Gufa Tlikolcha Derech HaNa'asai Shapir. If you're telling me that you ate the fruit and you didn't eat it, I'm sorry?
You ate it directly.
If you ate the fruit without going and liquefying it, and you'd eat it as a solid, but you didn't eat it Kederech Hano, the Gemara doesn't tell us how it's not Kederech Hano, but whatever. I guess it's a type of fruit that you wouldn't normally eat raw. Maybe you would cook it, and if you're eating it raw, that's not Kederech Hano, or whatever the situation is. It's a theoretical possibility.
It's a theoretical, doesn't seem to have any members of that.
Maybe yes, maybe not. Chmesnish. Elohacha says, Gemara, you know the reason why you're potter if you go and make berry juice or fig juice or pomegranate juice, the reason why you don't get a boim is not because you're not eating Derech Hano. It's only because it's considered to be like the perspiration that is coming out of the fruit. What do you mean the perspiration? That sounds like very strange. So if you remember back in the Sechtes Brachas, we learned that if you took oranges and you squeezed the oranges and you produced delicious Tropicana orange juice, even better than Tropicana orange juice, do you go and make a bracha boire pri or eitz on orange juice?
Shackle.
Why do you make shackle? It comes straight from the fruit. It comes from an orange.
If you see the orange, the process of it, does it mean?
No.
Rather than
drinking, consume orange juice.
Have you ever eaten oranges in your life?
Occasionally.
Okay. Have you eaten apples in your life?
Yeah.
What bracha do you make on oranges and apples?
It's
beautiful. What happens if you kvetch the orange and take orange juice?
Or take apple juice?
It's shahakol. Exactly why. Why don't you say? Because the Gemara Masechta Brachos said if you produce the juice, that's what the Gemara called Zeya Ba'alma. It's just the perspiring liquid. That's the word Zeya.
The extract.
The extract, you are potter, because it's not considered to be the fruit itself. It's not just the essence.
It's not the essence.
It's a derivative.
It is the essence.
Okay, anyway, the point is, what the Gemara is telling you is, in the case of the Tutem, Ta'enim, V'rimonim, you know the reason why you go and do not have Seifri Kisabayim. It's not because it's not Kederech HaNa'asan. Because it's not the fruit anymore. It's just the extract of the fruit. It's not the pulp, etc., etc. All the wonderful terms and synonyms. Bottom line is, that's the reason. So you do not have a raya from Reb Zeira's price of Ein Tzorfing in the Sabbath. No raya from there. And now, finally, everybody agrees with Hakarim. If you were to eat kelayim, kelayim means a mixed species, shaloikin aleim afilu shaloikin derech hanos, and there you do get malchus, even though you didn't eat a kederech hanos. My time, and why? Mishum leksib behu achila. There it never says in the Torah, loy soichlu kloy hakarim, but rather the Pasuk says, pentiktash hamaleya, the Gemara Darshins, tukar eish, that you have to go and burn kloy hakarim, and so if you have to burn it, you cannot eat it. But since there is no Pasuk of Isser Achilo or Isser Hano expressly, it's only implicit, therefore you're Oyven, you get Malchus officially, my time because it doesn't say Achila, and Yeshem, tomorrow we'll learn the Kasha of Isi Ben Yehuda. Any questions, Rabbi Isaac?